Toys R Us says it may get out of the toy business. The company said yesterday it may split its operations into several parts, spinning off its profitable baby products division and perhaps selling off its toy stores altogether. The move would be an attempt to shore up its stock value at a time of grueling competition from big box discounters like Walmart. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
For months, Toys R Us has been casting around for ways to beef up its stock price and become more competitive. Yesterday, the company said it was considering several steps. First, the company said it may spin off the 200 stores in its Babies R Us division. The 1,300 toy stores that would remain after the spin-off might then be sold. Company officials also said they plan a number of cutbacks at the corporate headquarters in New Jersey. Jim Silver is the publisher of the trade publication Toy Book.
I think in the upcoming months, we're going to see some significant layoffs in terms of size, maybe some store closings, and I think run a much more cost-efficient operation.
The moves announced yesterday could dramatically alter the company, but most analysts say dramatic changes are needed right now. Many consumers have been abandoning toy chains in favor of big discount stores. Toy chains everywhere have been hurting. The legendary FAO Schwartz was forced into bankruptcy, and so was KB Toys. Toys R Us is the largest retail chain devoted exclusively to toys, but independent industry consultant Chris Byrne says it, too, is fighting a losing battle with the discounters.
They've been investing very heavily and spending quite heavily in terms of upgrading the stores and redesigning them. At the same time, they've been pushed in terms of margins and revenue in the competition with the big box stores such as Walmart and Target.
Last year, the company announced plans to close its 146 Kids R Us stores, as well as its Imaginarium chain of educational toys. But the company is under pressure to do more. Company officials are clearly hoping the spin-off of Babies R Us would please investors. Many analysts believe the profitable baby products division could be a valuable stock if separated from the rest of the troubled company. Chris Byrne says baby products aren't as seasonal as toys.
People have babies and buy stuff for babies year-round, but they really only buy stuff for their kids for a birthday and then for the fourth quarter holiday. So it really sort of smooths out that earnings and revenue pattern and divides it up pretty evenly throughout the year.
But some analysts were skeptical about the idea of selling the company's toy stores. With discounters eating into their business, it's not even clear the stores could find a buyer. The company's share price finished lower for the day. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.